This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Check out Bandcamp on Twitter, twitter.com/AdamsBandcamp. Joy 94.9, 9 minutes past four here on Bandcamp with Adam. And we've been spinning tracks from our next guest's latest album for the past few weeks. She's launching it tomorrow at Northcote Social Club, so we thought we'd get her in for a bit of a chat. We've just heard my favourite track off the album, which is called Teddy's Song, and the album is called Once Upon a Time. Welcome to Joy, Jessica Page. Thanks for popping in.
Thank you for having me.
It's lovely. As I said, we have been playing it since you sent the album my way.
Oh, excellent.
We've been getting some really positive feedback on it. So
great.
Fantastic. It must be nice to have it out there now.
It is. I think I started writing this when I was about 18.
Wow.
With my friend Luke Howard. And it didn't start out wanting to be a concept album kind of thing, because you don't think of these things beforehand, but eventually you realise, I've got six songs about fairy tales, you know?
Yeah.
Let's make an album.
So we should explain. Do you want to explain about the album to everyone for those who sort of don't know much about it? Because, it as you said, it's a concept album.
Well, it's a concept album based around fairy tales.
Yep.
Basically, I recorded a lot of it at home, which was good, which was tiring. It was extremely tiring, extremely hard work, like the violins, the harpist, some of the drums, everything, which was exhausting. And I kind of got it mixed with my mate Simon Russell, but it's basically based around fairy tales and things like that. And it was my side project that I was doing with my friend Luke Howard.
Yep.
So I've got this gig on tomorrow at Northcote Social Club, and first on is this, my side project.
Cool.
And then my band project's on. But I tried to make three CDs before this that I wasn't happy with. Like, a lot of people seemed to like them, but I didn't think it was good enough for the general public. So finally, I feel like I've made something worthy.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Was it restricting at all with it once you realised that, hey, this can be a concept album? Did you find yourself restricted at all? Or
it was kind of liberating in a way. Kind of, because I'd written these five songs, like Teddy's Song, Neverland, Battle, Fly Too Long about Icarus and that myth and stuff. And then I kind of went, oh, okay, maybe I better write some on guitar. So I wrote Dorothy and I wrote Huckleberry Finn.
Cool.
Kind of thing, and so it all came along. Like, there's a couple of songs that aren't quite concept album things, like Teddy's Song, but it's kind of, you associate that, there must be some fairy tale. Oh, Winnie the Pooh?
Of course,
Of course, it must be about that.
Yes, of course.
So, yeah.
Now, can you tell us, we usually do this, kick it off as the first question, but we'll do things in reverse today. Can you give everyone a bit of a background on yourself as a musician?
Well, I've been busking in the city for about 10 years. So I'm that girl. A lot of people might not know me by name, but I'm out on the corner of Burke and Swanston Street, usually Thursday, Friday nights, or outside Cookie a bit later. Busking with my PA system, I've been doing that. My last CD that I did put out, I wrote most of that stuff when I was 16, so it was a long time ago. But that got into a movie, and it won an APRA Songwriting Award. It got me a John Butler Seed Grant.
Great.
And a lot of awards and stuff, though, you know. Where does it leave you? Still busking. But look, it's good. I like busking, and it's very good for helping to promote gigs and your music and stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
So I've kind of just been bopping around, writing. I went to LA recently. Van Dyke Parks did some orchestration for me.
Oh, wow.
Which was nice. If you don't know him, he did stuff with Brian Wilson. He did Smile with Brian Wilson.
Yeah.
And he's orchestrated for people like Ry Cooder, and Rufus Wainwright.
Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah.
Helped him out with his first CD, and he was a production type arranger guy. So he's pretty cool. So I'm kind of finishing off an orchestration he's done for me, which basically he heard this CD because I emailed it to him. and he downloaded a clip of me playing Tired of Playing by the Rules, a song of mine, off YouTube, and did an orchestration for it.
Really?
Off the back of how much he liked the CD.
Excellent.
Which is nice. And Gautier has said things such as enchanting from top to tail.
I did see that on the press release.
You know, so that's nice.
It's nice. So you're getting some good feedback. Have you...
Yeah.
I mean, the album launch isn't till tomorrow, but have you had much feedback from the punters? It sounds like you're getting great industry
look, everyone, feedback. Great industry feedback. I get, like, after I busk, usually I sell a few CDs and I usually get maybe 5-6 emails after I busk each time about how much they like it.
Yeah.
So it really makes me feel good and feel, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You kind of need that encouragement to help you to, like, you'd kind of do it anyway, but you know what I mean?
It's nice to have a bit of positive feedback
exactly.
happening.
Exactly.
Yeah. So where did this fascination come from with the fairy tales? Has it always been a fascination or
not
is it?
Not really.
No?
It's more that me and Luke had this great rare thing where I just walk into his apartment on Collins Street because he create something from Microsoft when he was 15 and has all this money. Good for him. You know? And I go up there and he'd have his piano and I'd sit down, he'd start playing something and I go, stop, that's it. All right. And like Teddy's song, it started by, he'd written this beautiful piece. It's the piece that you hear that's the piano music. And he's gone, I don't think you could put anything to this, Jess. It's too complicated.
Really?
And I went out on an all-night bender, as I used to do in my younger years. And I got back in the morning at about 8 a.m., just before my driving lesson, and kind of went, it just came out, which was great. And then I had to edit it and edit it and edit it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. So it comes out, and then you go, okay, but that's crap. You know, so basically that's how it started. It would start with, like, Neverland was the first song we wrote. And he'd start with his piano parts, and I'd go, it just seemed to remind me of, take me to this enchanted kind of place,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I couldn't help but write stuff about fairy tales or about childhood, because that's what it sounded like to me, you know?
Yeah. Nah, spot on there. As I said, it's my favourite track on the album, Teddy's song. I just, you escape when you pop it on. So,
it's
fantastic. Can you tell us a little bit about the artwork as well? Were you involved at all with the artwork? Because I have to say, it's very impressive. I love a little booklet because I don't do digital music at all. I always get a hard copy of an album or an EP because I love the whole package.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, it is a whole package. That's the thing. You want it to be beautiful. Like, I remember when I was 15, my stepfather had this great stereo system. I just get out either his records or his CDs and I'd flip through it and I'd read the lyrics and everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's important. I was very lucky that my drummer's also a graphic designer / artist.
Very handy.
So he did such a good job and it was my idea to have it look like a book.
Yeah.
Just because it is all based on fairy tales and basically it's got the booklet inside with chapter one. So I'm hoping all my, because this is my side / solo project, though I did write half the songs with Luke Howard. I'm hoping that like the next CD will be chapter two.
Oh, very
nice.
For
the solo thing. But I do love the artwork. I was very lucky to have Spider or Paul Marrott is his real name, which I didn't find out for 2 years. do it, yeah.
And in terms of the photo shoot that we've seen on your Facebook page and the website, was that all through the same people or was that...
Well, I'm lucky to have a huge pool of friends
that are
very good at what they do. Ricky Bond took the photo and it just so happened that my photographer I'd organised fell through. And Ricky Bond is my favourite photographer of all time. Not just for me, but for everything. So he's just incredible. So I emailed him and I said, Ricky, are you back in Australia? And it turned out he'd just gotten back the day before from these travels of, like, taking photos all through Europe for magazines and all this stuff.
Wow.
You know, and he's like, yes, I'm back. I'm like, Anne, will you do it for $150? And he's like...
Yeah.
Only because I love you, Jess. Only because I love you.
They've come out beautifully, though. Like,
oh, it's so
people
good.
People have to jump on the website, jessicapage.com, and check them out because they're just so enchanting, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, well, I had the dress done and the guy that did the wig for me, turned out he'd seen me busking 2 months beforehand and he didn't tell me this, but the girl that gave me the wig after he'd done it said, yeah, he sat down and he cried. Oh. Listen to you. He didn't tell me that, but that's very sweet. And my housemate's boyfriend, James Benici, did the artwork, the backdrop that was huge.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It was about 3 meters, well, 3 meters by 3 meters, like very big, you know.
That's massive, yeah.
He did it, like all these people, so they really helped me out, you know, so I'm very grateful. And people are still helping me out. Tomorrow, Bill Skirmer, my friend that's an event organizer, he organizes Folk Rhythm and Life.
Oh, awesome.
At his parents' property, he's doing the lighting for me. It's like, Jess, nice. Is anyone doing the lighting? I'm like, Bill, what am I going to do without lighting? I guess I'll just have to go with what everyone else has.
Just a spotlight.
No. He's like, no, Jess, lighting's very important, so he's going to do the lighting. So
wow, it sounds like you got a little team sorted then.
Yeah.
So is that the key for musicians out there, you reckon, just widen that circle of friends as far out as you can get it? Yeah.
Be friendly.
Yeah, be really friendly.
Be friendly. And, like, the thing is that, like, this CD that I did, all the musicians, my friends that played on it, which was very lucky because they really helped me out and did it either for free or super cheap. But, you know, there's nothing like doing things for others as well.
Exactly,
if you're a musician. And not worrying about what you'll get back from that person because it all goes round.
Exactly, yeah. The karma bus will come around. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, we're going to hear another track from the album, but before we do that, I'm going to try and stump you with the question.
Oh, no, not over the head.
Not with the album, don't worry. Yes. No, basically I read out our mission statement as a community radio station, and in that, well, I'm not going to read it. I'm being a bit lazy today. I'm just going to play it off our system here. Someone else is going to say it for me. But in that time it takes, I get you to come up with a mission statement for your music. So what you hope to achieve through being a musician.
Yep.
So are you ready? Here's your thinking time.
Joy Melbourne is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements and pride.
There you go. There's Joy's mission statement. Jessica Page, what is your mission statement? It's a big question.
Ooh. Well, lately I've been thinking about politics.
I know, wow, okay.
A lot, not to go into it, but as in, is what we're seeing on TV real or not? So basically I think that Joy FM, joined with the Melbourne music community, should take over the world.
Very nice.
And I think we could perhaps do a more gentle job, as in perhaps not, you know, killing so many people or...
I think we'd be a bit more compassionate, for starters.
I think so.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, just basically to bring to other people what music's brought to me, you know, that joy and that love, you know, and what music's brought to people for centuries. Like, no wonder people thought that music, well, or they still do make music for God, you know, though I'm not that religious, but you can see, you know, it's always been for a higher purpose, to serve. Is there any greater joy in
very
serving?
Joyful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing the tales of your recent album with us. And I was surprised this is your first actual full-length album. You've had EPs and stuff, but...
Yeah, I had two EPs. Well, yeah, the other two full-length CDs that I made with my friend Simon Russell, poor Simon, didn't make it. I didn't think it was good enough, not because of Simon, because of me. Simon was very disappointed.
Aww.
Poor Simon. So when
he's
I made...
He's not going to leak them onto the internet or anything, is he?
Well, he's not a very trustworthy Yeah, no, so hopefully... No. I got two more CDs in the pipeline that are coming out that are going to be awesome.
Yep.
One I'm making with my band that is basically the old Taxi Ride band.
Oh, cool.
And even the guy that wrote the songs is in my band. I don't know how it worked that.
That's handy.
That's pretty handy.
Yeah, I reckon.
And the other one I'm making with my friend Shane Riley. And, you know, like, the guy that plays drums in Dan Sultan's band and Steve Hadley that he played with... Stevie Wonder in America, like a whole lot of session dudes that are also good buddies.
Very nice. So when do you have a time frame for these albums or just sort of once.
Apparently, according to my star sign, 2012 is my year. So it's got to be
out. Save
them
for 2012.
Maybe, or maybe it's going to be out before then, and that's when I'll start making my copious amounts of money. We'll see.
Well, you'll have to pop back when the next releases are out. We've certainly enjoyed playing your tracks here on Bandcamp, and I know the Women on Waves show on a Sunday, they're fully getting into it as well. So,
oh, that's lovely.
It's fantastic to be sharing some local talent here on Joy 94.9. Just a rundown of all the details. The album is called Once Upon a Time. The website is Jessica Page, and that's P-A-I-G-E.
That's right.
JessicaPage.com. And the gig is tomorrow night at the Northcote Social Club from 8 p.m. And I hear that you like things to be running on time, so it'll be 8 o'clock on the dot.
8 o'clock on the dot, and my project starts first, the one you've been listening to. So make sure you get there on time if you can.
Don't be late.
Yes, or I'll be sad.
The big thank you is to Jessica Page for joining us here this afternoon. And what song are we going to hear? I always let my guests choose the last track that we hear.
So. I think it's going to be Never Neverland, the first one I wrote with Luke Howard and number one on the album.
Fantastic. Here it is right now on Joy 94.9. You're on Bandcamp. Become our friend on Facebook. Search for Bandcamp Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.